What's up, guys? It's Andrea with the Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a beautiful morning, day, or night, whatever time of the day you're listening to this podcast episode at. You guys, Feliz Lunes, happy Monday. One of my favorite days of the week, of course. And it's just something, it's May 1st, and there's just something about it landing right. The first of the month, riding right with Monday, that just sits right with me. I just feel like I'm starting the week, the month, whatever movement or project off on the right start. So it's just like getting a nice crispy clean bill, and you know, the ones where you gotta like rub it to make sure they're not stuck together with the other one, like crispy like that. That's exactly what it feels like to me, the beginning of the month. I think this month series is going to be focused we're going to stay focused on the mindset, but it's not going to be specifically for entrepreneurs as it has in the past. And not that, you know, there's any big reason for that. We've always kind of toggled between subjects and whatnot, but I really want to be inclusive and bring in like the parenting or mom aspect. So mompreneurs or whatever cheese ball names you want to give these things. At the end of the day, we're all just like humans, right? Trying to make it work, trying to find things out. And when we share our stories and we share these things, what it does, it makes a very accessible book. It opens that up so that we can have those conversations and or hear about different people's experiences that may not otherwise, you know, come to fruition in like a public setting, right? You're not just going to sit there at a networking event and then someone just bust out like, I don't know, postpartum depression or something, right? There's spaces for that, and a lot of times we don't even know where to start. I, as a mother, single mother, and you know, found a lot of those things, and there's a difference. And I want to make very clear, and this is not for any other reason other to make clear, that there is a thing as a single mother and there's another thing as a single parent. And single parent, you know, the parents have then separated, you know, 1 week the kids will go with the dad, or the weekend, or, right, there's an alternate, you get to alternate the children. And so that's single parenting, because you're kind of doing that on your own, but you are co-parenting to some extent, hopefully, for the most part, to the best of your ability. And then there's single parent where there's no days off and there's no off times. And not only is that draining for a parent, whether you're a single father or a single mother, it could also be draining for the kids too. And so, you know, trying to find that balance, like, oh, you know, you hear parents, oh, I need a break from the kids, and the kids are like, I need a break from mom. And so those things are real, and it's just finding out. We could laugh at them, right? We could like chuckle at them and be like, oh, okay, but now what? So what's the solution? Or even if it's not a problem, so we don't want to refer to it as a solution, what are some creative ideas to kind of ease that? How could we be more of a community to help grow? And it truly does take a village, my friends, to raise children. I wish I could say that I did it all on my own, but I didn't. I had the help of employers or, you know, whatever way you want to look at it, that, you know, allowed me to pay for childcare and special programs. I had the help of, you know, my mother, my grandmother, thank God, during those times. And then just, you know, cousins, you know, shout out my prima Leti for that, and all these things, right, in one way or another, to give some kind of relief and support. And I really, really, really know that, you know, my friends and them as parents and their children, and, you know, the kids, when you have them, good teachers that, you know, go that extra mile to bond with the children beyond the classroom or in the sports, right, to kind of take that initiative, or just people in the business community that have said, hey, Andrea, you know, they understand, you know, because they may have been single parents at one time. Shout out Leti. How funny to Letis. But absolutely just big-hearted people that my children were able to enjoy, and, you know, and that gave me time to work more than anything, but go out and have fun and kind of try to unwind and relax and stuff. And so what I thought was fun back then, right? And so we're talking about those different types of things, and that is a job in and of itself. So if that's what you're doing enough. You're enough. You're enough. And I know a lot of my podcasts are like, you know, like, oh, you know, be a mom boss. And that is totally up to you. You can do it. But if you don't want to, or that's not in your journey right now, that's okay too. I always want everyone to feel like they are enough. And I don't even feel enough some days. So I know that's impossible to feel like that every single day. But the whole comparison, or the acting like, oh, clutch your pearls and like you would never. And how could that person do that? Right? Because I'll sit there and I'll ask your husband, and he'll do a side eye like, girl, you know, you do that too. And so that type of attitude, this is not going to fly. It's not helping us, you know, walking around with this moral superiority, or, you know, idealistic, which you can have your morals and you should have your morals. And you should have those things. I get that. And that's yours to own. And if someone doesn't align with you, that's fine too. They don't have to conform to that. And a lot of people I know are very tolerant in that, thank God, in that sense. And so because of that, you know, I don't want to go too much into it. But I think when you get on when you forget where you came from. When you forget that you were a child once, you were a teen once, when you forget all of those things and you start to just kind of be very not authoritative, right? Authoritative requires some type of leadership, but authoritarian, I cannot pronounce it. It was like during the campaign time, but authoritarian. Those are two different leadership styles. And let's be honest, when you're running a house, just like when you're running a business, if you are a business owner, you have to have leadership skills. And leadership isn't just sitting back and going with the flow. And it may look like that, and that's called trusting and having faith that you contracted the right people and you communicated the right things to the right people. And you have, you know, systems in place. Absolutely. You can, you know, enjoy and have faith in your process. And when something comes up, you deal with it accordingly. But laid back and letting that be somebody else's problem and just checking out because you're over it, that doesn't really work in parenting, right? You can't just, you know, ignore the fact that your kid needs help with this or that and just numb. Can't do that. You know, kids are dependent upon us, our employees are dependent upon us, and that can be really taxing sometimes. And so making sure you're taking care of yourself too, and you're knowing when to pause. Here are some 3 tips that I do when I need to kind of bring it back, and hopefully it helps you. I'm talking about chilling and there's like parents freaking honking their horn in driveline. One, I just sit in silence, like complete silence, for like 3 minutes. And that seems to work in the sense that I get to give gratitude for what, just really where, how far I've came. Sometimes I forget that. And I think that's like an ambitious nature, but sitting, you don't have to journal. I would love if you did. I would love if you like did all of these amazing things, but just sit there in silence and give thanks. Even if it's 1 minute. The second one is journaling, is meditating, is, you know, listening to, just going on a drive and listening to some music and clear your head where nothing's coming in or intrusive. And that's just you and your time. Keep a little sketch pad with you or something. You jot down a keyword or something that you want to come revisit in that in prayer, right? Maybe it's music glorifying the Lord. Maybe it's just a podcast or a YouTube video you really wanted to hear, or part of what chapter, some chapters of a book something just for you, I think that's so helpful. And no, you're going to say, I don't have time, and you're not going to feel like it. And that precisely is a good indicator as to why you should. And then the next one is take care of your inside health, like your stomach, drink those teas, do like a detox on yourself of some sort. Even if it's just for a day, I promise you're going to feel amazing. No dairy, no meat, no sugars, no alcohol, no caffeine, no tobacco, no, you know, if you smoke or consume anything, none of that. And just kind of detox in a space where, you know, maybe ideally nature, where you can just get out and get some, you know, fresh air and sunshine. All those things combined are just going to change your day entirely. And I really wish you guys the best always. Don't forget to check out the Andrea Effect channel at theandreaeffect.com and follow me on all the social medias for more information. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.